The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
Podcast back again, April 14th, 2022. The boys back here on Google Chat after Discord has been so rude dropping Tyler's audio. How's it going, fellas? How you been? Been a few weeks.
I'm fired up. We're back. Right in the middle of the off season.
I don't like how KP is sitting in front of a Bob Ross landscape right now. It's really disgusting to me. It's like the first person that ever owned its first apartment art is what it is. It literally went to Home Goods and found a landscape art.
I'm happy he's dressed.
Yeah.
I'm dressed.
Typically not dressed.
When I got on here, I was not, but then I got cold. I was nipping.
Not much to talk about here, fellas. I mean, we're coming up on the NFL draft. Yeah, we were just talking a little bit, doing a little partying and bullshitting, thinking about what they're gonna do in the first round, the lads. I'm not sure. I mean, it could go any way. I could see a trade down. I could see something annoying like a guard or a tackle that would be like a backup tackle in 2022.
What do you think about the free agents
that are still left? I'm kind of amazed. Like today, there was a first report: Gilmore visited the Colts. And I was like, all right, like there's like still like 10 major names on there that were like superstars for the last decade. I understand they're like all in their third, you know, at least 29, 30, but Odell Beckham, Stephon Gilmore, Joe Hayden, Jarvis Landry. There's a lot of, a lot of playmakers still out on the, just sitting around.
But they're just sitting there because it's so inflated. They're just like, all right, I'm just going to get $1 zillion to go play for one season for somebody. And that's all they want. They don't care.
I'll tell you how much that guy from Arizona, who was like their fourth best receiver, got $19
million. Kirk.
Christian Kirk. It screwed everything up. They were like, huh?
Well, you can't judge anything the Jaguars did. The Jaguars did... I mean, they just went out and just were like, all right, like, we have money, so here we go. We'll just spend it here, here, and here. Like, there's no feel to any of the moves they made.
That's what they always do. They did that, like, 10 years ago. Right when they got Bortles, they went out and got, like, Calais Campbell. That's the only one I remember. Another defensive lineman from the Broncos who just won the Super Bowl. I forget. They got a bunch of wide receivers and all that shit. And then, you know, they were pretty good for a couple of years. The Jets do this, like, every few years. Or they did when they were with, like, against when Brady was in town. It was always like, oh, here we go. The Jets failed on another quarterback. So they're going to draft a quarterback high, and then they spend a shitload of money on, like, two great receivers, a great defender, all this crap. But, like, even Hightower's still sitting around. Not that he's, like, a superstar anymore, but he's not signed.
Do you think the Patriots...
Van Noy. I think Van Noy's the one I'd much
rather... better? No, I don't. Van Noy, I'm fine with. I mean, they brought Bentley back. He's slow enough. But do you, like, I would prefer Hightower just because he's, like, the captain. But
exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Do you think... I don't think either of them are going to be good. Wait, but do you think the Patriots got better this year?
Tyler argued the other week that Hightower was not the captain.
He is clearly the captain. We think he got better? Over, I think the offense got marginally better, and the defense got worse by a lot.
Completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, the offense, okay, we bring in DeVante Parker, who is like, you know what you're getting. He's like he's what N'Keal Harry was supposed to be, but not really. Like, I think Bill Belichick wants, like, Anquan Boldin, right? That's, I think, who he wanted always. And, or like, you know, just like a big body guy that could run. You know,
like a DeVarius Thomas, rest in peace. Yes,
right. Well, 4-5, 4-5 speed, do contested balls, bully corners, you know, and then DeVante Parker does that. He had his best season ever running in the Patriots offense. So, I mean, I figure he's probably a huge upgrade over Harry.
He's our number one receiver. He's an upgrade over Myers. He's an upgrade over Bourne. He's instantly
it's also going to make the tight ends better. It's going to make Bourne better, Myers better. They're just going to be able to work everywhere else.
So do you think the offense next year, you know, the year coming up, they're going to be better than the offense last year?
Oh, yeah.
Passing-wise. I don't know if the running game is going to be as good without both guards. I mean, they have to draft.
Can we stop without both guards? Owinu is, like, the best right guard in football. Like,
he's really a tackle. He's a stud at tackle. I don't know how
he was a stud left guard last year.
No, he wasn't. Karras was the guard.
2 years ago. His rookie year, he played left guard.
He did. But not all the time. Great. Not all the time he didn't. Tooney was the left guard. He played something else. I forget. But he played guard. And he played like right tackle a lot.
He played all over the place. But I think they were basically looking at it like, all right, we're paying Mason – whatever, $8, $10 million a year. We have a guy who's, you know, is he as good? No, but he's younger and could be very close to as good as he is. And so, and then everyone's talking about, Karras, right? Left guard last year.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, he's left. And he, like, what are they going to do? How are they going to fill his shoes? He was a backup guard 2 years ago. The Pats signed him for nothing, brought him back. And he was all right. He was fine. He wasn't like, we're not losing like a Pro Bowl like.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that either.
You lost Karras.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Karras. I'm just
people like freaking out.
No, you really lost. You lost one guy. You lost Mason, who was a great, like an elite run blocker, right?
An angry, like a tough guy. Like he really kind of led the offensive line. Him and Andrews.
So you have to replace right guard. Left guard is always like the nasty guy in the team, like Mankins. Going back years, you know, and then you had Tooney. It's always a nasty left guard that mauls people. And, you know, right guard pulls a lot. So, I mean, it depends. So they just
got whatever.
I don't think it should be a first-round pick, but that kid from BC is getting a lot of buzz at 21.
Didn't they draft a guard in, like, the third round last year? He didn't play at all. But I'm pretty sure they drafted someone last year, a guard.
No.
Third round last year.
They drafted a couple years ago. They drafted that kid from Arkansas who was shit. He was from Denmark. He's terrible.
Now, there's one from like Northern Iowa or something. He's supposed to be like a mammoth.
Yeah, he's a tackle though. He's 6'7". He's got I draft him first in my mock drafts constantly. I forget his name, but he's Penning. Penning's his name. He's like a giant mauler. He's like a Mankins clone, except he plays tackle. He like just mauls people and tries to get into fist fights every play, which is great because
I've seen you post about him. You're like, and they're like his like biggest comp is that he's just angry.
Yeah, I have like five or six draft crushes, and one of them is him. The slot receiver from UCLA, whose name is slipping my mind for some reason. Kyle Phillips is his name. He plays exactly like a Patriot. Like, he's a more talented, I mean, it's hard to say, but, like, coming out, he's a more talented, more polished slot receiver with the same, like, attitude as Julian Edelman.
All right, but so here's my question. Because you know how I feel about James White in this offense. Add Devontae Parker. You have to expect Jonnu to be better than he was last year. You have Hunter Henry. You have Myers. You have Kendrick Bourne, who was fantastic last year, and I think he's going to be an even bigger improvement this year.
Yep.
Where are the holes in this offense?
Well, James White's hip, I don't know if it works yet.
It's still the quarterback being in his second year. It's still.
But that's what I love. If that's our biggest risk, I love Mac getting better.
You know what the weakness in the offense is? The ability to score a lot.
Yeah.
The offense still isn't built to score with the Buffalo Bills or the Chiefs. And it's only because, you know, defense was better, I'd be like, all right, we're fine. We can do a lot. Like, last year, I was like, this team could win the Super Bowl. They were, like, scoring 20 points and giving up, like, 10.
KP was predicting to win by 40 every single week, and they won by 40 every week.
Two times they did. And then,
we're completely overlooking McDaniels is no longer there.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. I forgot all about that. Slipped my mind.
I don't care for that, but at the same time, like, that means Belichick's going to be calling the offense, and I can deal with that.
And you can't, and you no longer have the option to do a third down pitch to Brandon Bolden because he went with Josh McDaniels. So that's looking up.
They went and gave Devontae Adams unlimited money and Derek Carr.
It's actually amazing what's happening. We didn't even talk. Tyreek Hill got traded to the Miami Dolphins, which is insane.
Let's finish up with the Patriots though, real quick, and then we'll go back.
Shut my mouth.
Enough of you guys.
I don't think the pass blocking was even very good last year, so I think it got worse. I think the offense is marginally better, more talent, but not better.
I'm never worried about the pass blocking because, I mean, I thought the pass blocking was fine last year, and I think they are the best team at figuring out an offensive line in the league.
They could put together an offensive line on the fly.
And they didn't lose that much. Like, I think I love – to me, Owinu is potentially a Pro Bowler. So I don't think, I think they replaced Shaq Mason right at the end of his career, like they always do. And I think,
think
they'll figure
yet.
Out left guard.
Shaq Mason's not even 30. I think he's 28. And the worst part about it is they traded him to Tampa.
But he's played on the team. He played with Jameis Winston at Florida State.
He went to Georgia Tech. You're lost.
He was born in 1993.
He went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's why he was like – the knock on him was he didn't know how to pass block because all they did was run the triple option at Georgia Tech.
You know who went to Florida State was – remember we drafted O'Leary the same year?
We didn't draft him. We drafted O'Leary. Stork.
O'Leary was like a black guard from Florida State. We drafted the same year as Shaq Mason. He's not – obviously, he didn't last.
I don't remember that guy at all. I remember Brian Stork. He was the center.
Yeah. Stork played. O'Leary never made the team. He was on that undefeated team.
Was he? Oh, no. There was another guy, but I don't think it was O'Leary. It was definitely another name, but I remember now that you said that, but I don't remember. I don't remember his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, so defense needs to get shored up. I think they need a linebacker, and I still think they need another cornerback free agent.
Gilmore back. Wouldn't hate that.
We'd love Gilmore.
I don't think Gilmore's coming back. I really don't.
Judon's been on his ass.
I had Judon. Malcolm Butler coming back. That's huge. I mean, didn't see that coming either. So who knows?
Well, I like Peppers, too. I know you like Peppers.
I love Jabril Peppers edition. That actually made me fired up because this team is going to be like a positionless secondary. We have three, hybrid safety corners. Phillips, Duggar, and Peppers that are all studs, right? Peppers is a stud.
I love Peppers.
Peppers almost won the Heisman in college.
Dude, in Michigan, he was a monster. He hasn't played for any good teams. You know, he went from Cleveland. He got traded for Odell Beckham. He was like the 17th pick overall?
If not higher than that.
Yeah, and he came out. He returns punts. He makes plays. He's like one of the best run-stopping safeties in the league. And then you got Duggar, who's like a counterpart. Position,
with that position, those guys they're slightly undersized. Like Duggar was hurt last year. You need depth at that like hybrid safety position.
Yeah.
Miles Bryant had to play a lot of games. Like you need – it's the more of those guys you have, it's just the better your team is. Like those guys are – they're super fast, big, athletic playmakers. Like,
you know when everyone's talking about the speed, get the speed, the speed. And, like, at linebacker, these guys can play linebacker. Like, Adrian Phillips literally played linebacker the whole season 2 years ago.
Yeah, because they're not lining. You're not going to see a Jerome Bettis. Yeah. Who's the biggest back in the league? Like, you're seeing these smaller.
Henry. Should be a problem.
Henry is a problem.
But
Trey Jackson. Was the guard.
Perfect. You know who's still a free agent too? Is Sony Michel. I'd bring Sony Michel back home.
Nah, don't need him.
As a nice third option? I mean, Ramondre is such a stud. But I'm telling you, you're going to lose Damian Harris next year probably. And you might lose Kendrick Bourne if he balls out again. That's why you have to draft a wide receiver somewhat high. And you have to draft another running back this year too.
You have to draft Treylon Burks and then fill in around him.
Burks didn't go too high. I'd love to just grab Mechie at like second round or third round if he goes there and call it a day and then grab some running back. Because Ramondre's nearly as good as Harris. I mean, he's right there. And
fumble yips. You got to get that under control.
Harris, I don't know.
The other guy we forget about is like, imagine, we talked about this a couple pods ago, but imagine if Nelson Agholor is good next year.
Open your mind, fellas.
I can't even open my mind to that. He stinks.
He doesn't stink. He just does what he does. He runs straight, fast, and that's basically it. You know, Mac.
Yeah, but imagine he catches like five long touchdowns next year. Like, God forbid, he makes.
Imagine he catches 20. I don't know. You can imagine as much as you want.
It's going to be the same exact thing. We're going to get all hyped up about all this. You know who the best player on the offense is going to be? Hunter friggin' Henry.
It's going to be Henry. But Henry and
Mac definitely have a nice connection. They got to get the ball. Like, I think that they're going to work on getting Jonnu the ball more in the offseason. I love that they're all working out together in fucking Tampa, right in that old man's fucking face, right in his backyard, shoving it down his throat.
I've said this in the little group. I wish everybody would join it that listens. But I personally have a vendetta, and I hate Tom Brady. I hate him now. I don't want him to come back to New England ever. I want him to stay away.
I'm honestly on the fence right now at this point. I'm the Brady disciple on Twitter, and I'm on the fence with Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay person. The unretirement made me sick. The all the rumors, which I now think are all true. You know, basically, he got his coach fired. The guy that he wanted to play for him, he got him fired. He goes, oh, I'll go come down there and play for him. A year into it, like, fuck this guy. Decides he fakes retires, goes to Manchester United, tells the guys, hey, look, trade me or I'm not going to play. And he's like, I'm not trading you. You're nuts. And he's like, all right, I'll come play for you, but you got to fire the coach. So they fired the coach. What happened. And
he was going to San Francisco. And he wanted to go to San Francisco. And they're like, we're not trading Tom Brady. You have to be out of your mind. Like, we're not trading you. You're staying on our team. And
the team
and he was
stacked.
Like, all right, well, the only way I'm actually going to play this year is.
Goal was to buy the Dolphins. He just wanted to be the owner of the Dolphins.
He literally, without Brian, if Brian Flores didn't, you know, basically blow up the Miami Dolphins at that moment, all those rumors that him and Sean Payton were going to team up. And Brady was going to be some type of general manager / quarterback, like some hybrid. I don't know.
Was he going to be Bill Russell? Is that what?
I don't know. They were like, he's going to be in the front office and also the quarterback. And I'm like, what? So
it makes sense if he's playing. But as soon as he's not playing, it's like, all right, who would, like, the best part of Tom Brady is that he's your quarterback and that people want to play with him.
Not exactly. Like, you're not going to build around fucking whoever your backup was. And also, Like, you have a million things. Like, you do this NFTs and, like, the Brady brand. You're going to be a general manager of a team that, like, you're going to play 1 year for just to live in Miami. This was always the plan. I'm telling you, Giselle just wants to be in Miami. You're fucking 50, lady. Like, you're not the Miami supermodel anymore. This isn't the time. Like, retire with your kids. Go live in wherever you want to live. You don't have to be Miami Giselle anymore. I'm telling you, it's all fucked up now.
This is a Tom problem. This isn't a Giselle problem. This is a Tom problem. I'm sick of Tom Brady. I wish he would just if he would have stayed retired, I would have gotten over all this Brady brand shit and going to Tampa. But now I hate him.
$80, $90 sweatshirts that my wife could make. Literally,
I've actually been like the same on Brady kind of since he left. I never really rooted for him on Tampa. But, like, I'm still not really that mad. I'm still, like, kind of – he's just, like, another quarterback on a team. Like, he doesn't really, like – there's no real sting for me with him.
The first year I was like, oh, I was happy for him, and I liked that he was playing and they won the Super Bowl because the Patriots weren't built to win in 2020. And Cam came in, did an admirable job, and then he was – now he's down-talking females again. And, you know –
did anyone have a problem with those comments?
Plenty of people had problems with those comments. I'm not going to say if I did or not. I'm a father of two daughters, and I'm not going to make them subservient to any woman, any man, especially Cam Newton.
Was,
can't even complete a pass. If you want someone to cook for you, you better fucking be able to throw a 10-yard in route.
If Auburn Cam would have said that, it would be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. If Auburn Cam says you cook and shut up when you're supposed to shut up, then all right, we get it. But like, you can't complete a fucking dig route. I can't have it.
Cam said, hey, listen, I played in the NFL for the last 10 years. I was arguably the most athletic person in the NFL for a good portion of that. Won an MVP. I'm a stud. Hey, if my woman's talking too much, I'll find another one.
I think he married a stripper, if I'm not incorrect. But this podcast is getting dangerously close to becoming a more pro Cam Newton podcast than a Tom Brady podcast.
I'll be the Newton.
Say, I need my girlfriend to cook for me. She'd be like, "Well, sometimes your bank account goes negative, so I'm not going
to
do that."
When it's red in the Citizens Bank account, what do we do? Because I can't feed you fucking rice anymore.
So here's what we're going to do. You're actually going to cook for me.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple weeks, and you're going to shut your mouth.
The gender norms, the gender roles up here in Salem have been reversed.
Here you go. Cam Newton's wife, or I guess girlfriend, was formerly known as Kia and Hazel.
Love that. She has alter egos, many aliases. Probably dances to I'm Hot for Teacher, all the hits, anything from... I don't know, but Tom Brady
said
really
anything
is
wrong
the shit
for an
out of
NFL
me.
Athlete.
Tom Brady, the football player in New England, was fine. Tom Brady, the football player in Tampa, was fine. But Tom Brady, the human being, he and I think I'd fight him.
I don't see eye to eye with him anymore. I mean, the NFTs and the fucking cryptocurrency. He's literally, he's doing fucking Hertz rent-a-car commercials. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you could have done this. If you wanted to be Michael Jordan and pump McDonald's and Gatorade after he won the Super Bowl in 2001 and he was still doing it now, no one would bat an eye. But like for 20 years, he was like, I'm not the team's first. You know, he'll do little endorsements here and there, like for Uggs or Smart Water. And then all of a sudden, Alex Guerrero gets in his head and he's doing, you know, all his other health shit. And now he's got his own clothing brand he's basically trying to be American David Beckham. And
here's the thing about, like, the difference between, like, him and Jordan is, like, they're the same person on the field. Like, they can't stand the other person. They hold these weird grudges. They're the most competitive people of all time. Except Jordan never shuts that off. Where Brady plays this, like, ho-hum guy off the field. Like, oh, I'm just a regular guy and I'm goofy. It's like, where Jordan's, like, even off the field, on the cameras, he's still like, fuck you guys. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, he still has that same, like, fuck you mentality where Brady has it, but he kind of hides it off the field and does all this corny shit.
He does hide it, and he's clearly a killer. I mean, he got his coach fired on purpose. And like,
absolute killer.
Yeah. And he was like, and he literally was like, you could make anyone the head coach as long as it's not Bruce Arians. Because the guy that literally ruined their season last year is a head coach now. The guy that called a blitz, an inexplicable blitz, when you need to be in prevent defense, he calls like a cover zero, and they lose the fucking divisional game at home after you just came down back from 28 points. I mean, they made him the head coach. So, I mean, obviously it could have been anyone. And now, you know, he's doing his own, he's just running the show. Like Gronk, too, he's fucking talking shit on Jimmy Kimmel, wherever the hell he is. Like, get Gronk over yourself, defeated. Dude.
Like, what, like, they, like, the same, it must have been the same week. Gronk made the comments about, oh, they would never do that for, you know, me up in New England.
Yeah.
They just gave James White his, as a signing bonus, the bonus he was going to make last year if he played, like, a few more plays.
Yeah.
He had to play, like, a couple more plays, but he obviously got hurt. So they're like, all right, here's an extra signing bonus on the bonus you're going to make last year.
And I'm pretty sure
that's what they do.
They literally did that for Vince Wilfork. For Lawrence Guy twice, guys that like are close to their bonuses, they give them their bonus no matter what. Like I think they
if
left
they
Gronk in to get the receiving yards title in the NFL in 2011. Like they were didn't need to play him like the last half of the last game, but he was like 20 yards shy of the title, so they brought him in and played him so he could get it. They do stuff like that. It's not like Antonio Constantly. Brown quit the fucking Buccaneers because they wouldn't. He quit on the field.
Honestly, I'm down to bring him back if anybody's interested.
Antonio Brown or AB? Rob Gronkowski?
Antonio. Oh, I don't want Gronk back either. Traitor. I want AB. AB never quit on the Pats. Pats quit on AB.
Ah, well, I don't know if he'd come back. You think he'd love catching balls? He would eat Mac Jones alive. I don't think, you know, he needs to have someone that he wholeheartedly respects and loves as the quarterback, or he's just going to blow the fucking team up. He's not going to go in there and play for any rookie, trust me. He'd go play for, like, Deshaun Watson or Mahomes right now, but no one's going to touch him anymore. He's after he ripped his clothes off and did a striptease.
Deshaun Watson, the Browns giving Deshaun Watson that much money guaranteed is...
just so desperate.
It's criminal.
So desperate.
Yeah, I mean, that move is honestly, I thought it was incredible. And the way they decide to give him $1 million his first year.
Dirty.
So if he does get suspended, he's not going to lose any money in that contract. And
so dirty.
But at the same time, it's like, what really happened?
Yeah. I don't know. But like, you can't be accused of like molesting 30 massage therapists.
Yeah. Like Tiger Woods.
This thing is a vague. That's not the correct term.
This one person's claiming to be in a relationship with Tiger Woods. And like 18 people came. You're like, all right, well, he's probably having sex with everyone. And then Deshaun Watson, he's double what Tiger was at.
Yeah, but he's
on Cosby
thing.
Level.
What if
Cosby,
paying,
according to the law,
Deshaun's paying $2,000 a massage?
It's a lot of money for a massage.
Girls are going in knowing, oh, I'm getting paid $2,000 a massage. Like, there's going to be a little extra here. And then at the end, when they're like, oh, this is all legal, like, I can get paid, that could have easily happened. I mean, when I go in for a massage and it's $60 and I walk out and I somehow lost $100, like,
this is coming questionable to victim blaming. This is becoming very close to victim blaming from Tyler.
Where did you just go? Tyler, I understand that. I get what you're saying with $1,000. He had probably briefed them, but I don't think like it's okay for his like him to want his anal cavity just completely fisted and fondled with.
Well, hold on. Let's not go too far here.
I don't really know what happened. Like, I haven't but all I'm saying is like you're in the massage game and you're massaging a pro athlete and he is paying you above market rate. You might know what is
what
going
is
on.
Asshole,
there.
What is asshole touching rate? I'd like to know.
What is
first of all? Have you guys gotten massages? Like the asshole gets grazed.
I don't like being touched by anyone.
Did we ever see what
he's grazed? On every massage.
How much did Bob Kraft's massages cost? Because that's probably the going rate of a butthole touch, if we're being honest.
$110 bucks? Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you might have to pay more since you're 80, but like,
but that's all I'm saying is like, I don't really know what happened with that. And when you start getting sued and you're rich and then all this is involved, then everyone's willing to take a payout. It's like, all right, look, I can't really trust these. Can't trust these hoes.
Yeah, no. But let me listen. Damian Woody, and I say this, I rarely would say this. Damian Woody made a good point that NFL players, like, have certain people that do treatments on their bodies, right? So, like, for instance, Brady has Guerrero, found his guy. That guy massages him.
The key is he's a guy.
But, yeah, still, doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, you get one massage therapist. You know what I mean? You have one massage therapist or two, maybe, if, like, that one's sore, fucking has sore hands, I don't know, arthritis. And he had, like, 30, and they're all suing him. So, like, imagine what the – he must have been doing something crazy.
And they're all – no. Every single one is a woman. Yeah. Every single one.
But
– I would never get rubbed down by a man either. Let's face it.
Let him play football, then we have to not let every sales guy in the Midwest sell whatever shitty product they're selling. I mean, I don't think he's doing anything different than what, like, happens every single day in this country.
I don't get your last point at all. Are you saying massage therapists are selling asshole touches?
Yes!
Not always.
100%. Every massage you get, like, I've gotten, I don't know how many massages, in every, like, almost every single time, halfway through, they start, like, the towel slides down, they go up the leg, they go up the inner thigh, and then you either move your hips up or you don't. Oh, either way, they're going up here.
You push back? Come on.
You move the hips up, you're getting a happy ending. If you don't, you're not. It's
a hip move.
How much are you tipping?
Is this in the know? You do a hip thrust? What is it?
It's not even like a hip thrust. It's like you just like kind of like move. Like if you're not, if someone's rubbing you.
Big Swedish gentleman's rubbing you strong with his axe chop, his firewood chopping hands. He puts your towel up over on your hairy thighs and you back your butt up. And that's the sign. That's like toe tapping on the, at the rest stop, toe tapping on the stall.
I mean, I thought, like, I didn't know this is not common knowledge.
I'm not a massage guy. I don't want to be touched. I'm not a massage guy.
I think you're going somewhere that nobody else goes.
You can't go to a massage parlor. Like, if you walk in and there's Asians, it's like, all right, they're giving happy endings for a price.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if we can just say that, but I mean,
what do you mean we can't say that? Have you? I've been to all.
I know
of them
that's a stereotype.
I don't.
That's like saying every Italian is in the mafia. You can't just say every Asian is just given hand jobs. I don't think you can do it.
But also, it's a hand job. It's not getting his asshole fisted. That's completely different.
Is that
what he was doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the big.
He was doing it to him. He was trying to do it to them, or he wanted them to do it to him.
Him. He always wanted things done to his anal cavity.
No disrespect. All right, listen.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
To each his own.
Do we think the AFC got better? Where do the Patriots stand in the AFC East?
I don't know. I can't. I don't know. If Mac Jones doesn't push back on the massage table, I can't get over
it.
I can't get over the hip thrust.
Mac Jones is in a very, very happy relationship. He's not Deshaun Watson. No. They're not the same.
He probably has a tight groin. Yeah. Probably all tight back there.
You guys get oiled up. Oil them up.
Deshaun's loose as fuck.
Yeah.
Your masseuse is contact information. Get him in the locker room. The boys will be loose.
That fucking pushback hip move is gonna kill me for the next decade. That's all I'm gonna think
about. I didn't know we were saying anything new.
I didn't know there was a hip move. I told you I'm out of the massage game.
Tony's going to put that in the mix with Annie. That's going in the record.
I've only been a handful of times, and I've only had it done like a couple few. But it's like, I mean, all like you read the signs. Like halfway through, you know, all right, this is easy. This is a layup. And then sometimes
they shut off the Enya and Death Row's Greatest Hits comes on, and you just fucking turn it up.
When you get the towel or the blanket that's put over you and you can almost see through it, you're like, all right, well, this is it. Because you're not supposed to get naked on every massage. But when they tell you to get naked, you're like right at the beginning.
They
like,
tell
right,
you?
Tyler, sometimes, do you weekly?
No, I haven't gotten a spot massage like this in 5 years, but I've only been a few times.
Do a rub and tug?
By the way, I just realized my sister's boyfriend's father listens to this podcast. He's a big fan.
Well, I mean, it's not your sister's husband, so it's not that big a deal. What does he give a shit?
But hey, shout out to the Boston PD. He's a cop. All right,
please, he's been in it more than once. He's been following you in. He probably wears his gun belt.
These were mostly in San Diego. I only went a couple times. They're expensive. I was always never really had the money out there.
Well, you're a very hairy man. I mean, they're not going to just do it cheap.
But that's all I'm saying. I don't know. This is a weird one. I'm not 100% sure that I don't not really out on know it. What happened you know what? In this case.
Tyler's like on the fence with O.J. Simpson. He's like, I mean, she did divorce him. Like, you understand? Like, he wanted to go over there, and she did divorce him, and she was kind of getting lippy.
And the glove actually really didn't fit.
It didn't fit, but her head, it should have come off. I mean, there was no reason for her head to still be attached.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it
wasn't
OJ
cooking
wrote
for
the
him.
Book.
She wasn't cooking.
The book, if I was going to kill her.
I know. Well,
so far, I don't think Deshaun Watson did anything, and I think Cam Newton's comments were completely reasonable. What else is on there?
Where else can we go? Where do you stand on the Holocaust? And did it actually happen?
I mean, not those numbers.
Jesus Christ.
The Holocaust.
They're inflated. They've been inflated.
Hey, here's something I've been thinking about.
Oh, God.
Another sidebar. But, you know, like, so there's no, like, everyone's saying, like, oh, kids don't play outside anymore. Like, they don't let kids play outside. Like, that's, like, a big, like, everyone talks about it. You never see kids playing outside anymore. I think you can't let kids play outside anymore.
Is this going to be a pedophile thing? Like, there's too many.
Because it used to be, like, there were kids everywhere. You know, like, it was almost like there was, like, so many, like, gazelle in the safari that, like, you just had to blend in. Now, there's no kids outside, but the amount of pedophiles hasn't dropped. It's the same amount.
Well, it's easier now.
It's
so much easier now. You just go into their house. No one can fucking find you.
Just
take
well, you
just
bobbled gazelle.
You don't have to be a pedophile anymore. You just go to the rub and tug.
Yeah. I don't know. That was literally, I mean, these kids are just plastered to iPads. They don't give a shit. Every parent is a helicopter parent. I mean, I live at the end of a cul-de-sac, and, like, my kids still won't go outside and play. There's literally no cars in my street. You couldn't be a car in my street. I live at the end of a cul-de-sac with no other houses.
What a brag. This guy lives in a cul-de-sac. This guy's bragging on the
bottom.
Please, trust me. I there's a duck pond there. I don't want to get over. Listen.
How many koi do you have?
No koi. It's actually a swamp. It's not really a pond, but duck live in it. Anyway, like, yes, I just think, like, number one, when I was a kid, it was like you were literally dodging pedophiles left and right. Every human being, adult, that ever went near you or had a van, you would just be like, nope, pedophile, can't be near him. And, you know, I don't know.
There was just more kids outside, so it was a little easier to throw the other person in front of you to get him grabbed.
It was exactly. You don't have to be fast. You just got to be faster than the slowest guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But now I'm saying, if you send your kid outside, it's like, well, if something happens to him, that's on you because there's no kids outside.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can't beat this guy. I mean, also, every pedophile you see is like fat, white guy, no hair, and they always look the same every single time. So it's like you can avoid it if you want to.
And you just stay out of Florida and you're probably mostly good.
Yeah.
They seem to all go to Florida. But
I mean, that's a safe haven for most people.
Tony lives on a cul-de-sac, and I live on a dead end. Small difference, but it's actually a major difference.
It is a major difference. A cul-de-sac you are made to turn around in. It's very nice, leisurely turnaround. A dead end means that you've lost. It's literally you've missed the point of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even know where we're going.
What about Miami Dolphins?
What about Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill, I don't want to play him twice a year. I don't like that.
Well, who the fuck's going to cover him? I don't know. Like, literally, it's going to be
nine safeties.
It's going to be six safeties and Christian Barmore. Like, stop. I don't know. I don't know how you stop him. Not that they had really an answer before. They need a super fast corner with a safety over the top. So whoever your fastest corner is, probably John Jones. He was the guy that always covered him before with, like, McCourty over the top. And then... Then they have Jalen Waddle too, who's fast as hell. So,
would you trade?
Tua can't throw it more than 30 yards, so we're in good shape there. Tyreek gets so mad. I give it 6 weeks.
Yeah, Tyreek's definitely made a mistake. If he really cared about winning, he probably doesn't. He probably just cares about being a gazillionaire, which he now is.
Living in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably end up doing something wrong.
Where he can beat endless kids and women.
Oh, yeah, please. He gets away with it.
Trade Mac Jones, Devontae Parker for Tyreek Hill and Tua.
No.
Not right? Even
like.
No. Have you lost?
I would play Tua.
Or I play Tua.
No.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Tyreek at all because of Tua. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, but next year when they have Tom Brady, it's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be a huge deal when he's a player GM.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The Jets, I think, got a little bit better. The Bills signed Von Miller. Man, I mean,
I'm fine with Von Miller. I mean, what is he? He's going to be
gave him
five.
So much money, and he's like 32. He's in, like, what do they give him, like $120 million?
Yeah. Through him being 38 or something like that. It's banana lands. And then they gave the career contract.
Oh, yeah, they got Diggs a gazillion dollars.
Big money.
There's a lot of talk about the cap being crap and the cap not counting.
I mean, what are Rams doing? The cap is crap. The Rams have given – it makes me think it's fake. Me and my buddies were talking about it. The Rams pay everybody $1 zillion the first year.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but then, like, the Chiefs had to trade Tyreek Hill, who was like – you know what I mean? That's like Michael Irvin to Troy Aikman. It's odd. Like, some teams – abide by it a different way where the Rams are like, fuck everybody. We'll just sign superstars and try and win every year.
We'll just give you Josh. We can have every pick. We don't want them anymore.
Josh Allen hasn't got paid yet, right?
Josh Allen did get paid like 40. Yeah. I don't know if it kicks in this year or next year, but he got like a big, him and Mahomes get the most, I think.
Yeah. And well, what about Cup? Like what are they going to do with Cup?
He has a long-term deal, but it's so low. Like he's got to hold out.
Yeah, I would hold out until they gave me the number one receiver in the league money because that's what I.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt that the Rams trade him because, like, you know what I mean? I mean, he's going to get like $27 million a year. I think he gets 15 now. And
I don't even think it's that much. Yeah. I thought it was like way lower. I'll do a Google while you're talking.
Google. Yeah, give it a Google. Yeah, I don't know. He gets a lot, but it's not like. Fucking no way Christian Kirk should be making more money than him. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tyler, I mean, KP just died. He was shot.
I dropped it.
No, he's up.
He got a 3-year extension for 47.25 in 2020. So he could opt out.
He's got a TI-83 calculator.
Well, 47, 15, 3. It's like.
Like a 15 and a half.
15.25.
Hey, Marone, I can't stop watching that guy.
He's the best.
Cool Gene. I'm over here having a BLT, basically a salad. He fucking kills me every time. It's the dumbest bit ever, and I love it every time. Cool
what about
Gene.
By the way, is Debo Samuel about to get the money he wants?
I don't know. I don't know what Debo Samuel's doing. Trade him to New England. Bring him home, baby.
Spicy sandwich, kind of like your sister. All right.
We're all obsessed. This podcast has gone off the rails. Do we have any point to this? Who are the Patriots drafting? I have to go to fucking Italy during the fourth round of the NFL draft.
I'm really sorry, man.
Well, it's not a vacation. I'm going to look at quarries of stone, if you can imagine. So
what?
It's going to be very interesting.
Remember how 10 minutes ago Tony was like, oh, I don't know if the mob still exists, and then he's slowly admitting.
Well, we just
got
to go to a stone yard. Don't worry about what we're doing.
Yeah. We're going to a stone yard, and I live in a cul-de-sac with a swamp.
Yeah. A cul-de-sac where nobody asks any questions in the swamp.
Yeah. The entire inside of Tony's house is built out of marble, but we don't know if the mob exists.
Don't get to see the mob.
We don't talk about what we don't know about, all right?
He has a pillar in his living room that opens up and there's just guns loaded. Tony's
I have the house from Goodfellas where the wall opens up.
Yeah.
The white Christmas tree.
Sonny's been a semi-auto was born.
So wait, why are you going? You're going to
look at quarries. So my company is we're putting the stone on South Station when they build that tower. So we're going over there to look and see what stone they want to put on the building. I don't know.
Why is that Italy?
That's where it's from. I don't know. That's where stone comes from, I guess. I'm sure I'm going to be over there and COVID's going to break out again and they're not going to let me leave. They'll just shoot me dead because I refuse to wear a mask again.
Hey, why don't you bring me back a nice piece from my countertop?
It's a good story. I asked my wife, I said, do you want me to get you like a souvenir or something? She's like, I don't like Gucci. I was like, Gucci? I was thinking like a t-shirt.
I was thinking like a bottle of Sam.
Yeah, I was like, what do you want? Like, I was going to give like a keychain. She's like, no. She's like, I don't like Gucci or any of those Italian. I was like, designer? What are you talking about?
I was going to get you like a Patriot shirt made in Italy because it'll be eight.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, 2007 Super Bowl champions undefeated.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Get her one of those half and halves, half New England.
I don't know if this is an anti-Tom Brady podcast from now on, but I'm developing feelings. I can't get on with like his constant social media presence. It's really bugging me now.
You remember when you were probably the number one tweeter adder him?
I still do it. I mean, I can't hide. I do it always. Like, I used to say that I would, like if he was the leader of ISIS, I'd be like, ah, that's fine. Because he's my favorite person. But now I'm, like, getting annoyed with him in almost everything he does. And it's funny because all my friends that I went to college with are like, they love him now. And they hated his guts.
Yeah.
I think it was just a Patriots thing. And maybe it was a Boston thing.
Vladimir Putin, Tom Brady, and then a couple other people. But that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And those are the order of – I couldn't hear you. You said
people he respects.
People we look up to?
That are on my shit list. That's KP shit list. Vladimir Putin, Tom Brady.
I got to really get me one of them oligarch boats. They're just taking those. We could just grab one.
I know. We need one.
We can just take it. A Malcolm Go yacht. That's ours now. We'll just find some Russian guy and be like, this is mine now. You can just do that.
So while you're
on Russian podcast,
bring it back.
Yeah, that's true. They probably have them in Italy. I'll just grab one real quick. So this is mine now, fucking Dimitri. This is mine.
Yeah. What's the little guy's name? The little fella, the one that's really viral. The Russian kid. The little Russian kid.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my penis.
Oh, Kabula or whatever his name is?
What's little fella that's viral?
Is it Hezbollah? I don't know what he does. I have no idea what that guy does.
He's elite. Leave Hezbollah alone.
I didn't. You brought him up.
He's elite.
Anyway, I'm going to just kill this podcast before we go off the rails and fucking, I don't know, and Tyler starts talking about Charlottesville.
All right, overall, though, I think the team got better. I honestly do. I mean, I think
this podcast couldn't have been more discombobulated. Tyler's just now just telling me, yeah, the team, like, fucking trying to summarize the podcast with that. I don't understand that for 1 minute. Like, we were just talking about asshole massages, and you just come in like, hey, team's all right, though. All right.
You don't think the Patriots are going to be
this really
be
is drunk conversation at my in my basement. That's all this is.
Tyler, I couldn't think that they got – I think they got worse. If anything, they didn't get any better for sure in my eyes.
I think the team is going to be better next year. I think we have a lot of young players. I think, you know, another year developing. I think all the free agents are going to be better. We have a bunch of guys that got hurt last year that are going to be back that are young and good. I like all the pickups.
Good. I don't
see.
Like,
they have to smash this. They have to knock this draft out of the park again.
Treylon Burks,
one linebacker.
And also, yeah, why isn't Trey Flowers a Patriot already?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Well, he should have been a Patriot immediately becoming.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
We need hog spirit. I had to bring up the hogs, by the way. So,
buddy. All right. Well, good podcast, boys. Until now. Hey, listen. Join the Patreon. patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Obviously find us on Twitter at Brady Disciple at Malcolm Go Pod. We are on Instagram.
The Malcolm Discord.
Go Podcast. All types of stuff.
I have OnlyFans now.
You got an OnlyFans?
Yeah, if you guys could subscribe to that.
That'd be great. $1.99 a month. All right, boys. Until next week or next time, we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Discord.
Oh, yeah. Join the Discord, Malcolm Go Podcast. Always a good time.
We get to buzzing in there.
Boys do buzz. All right. Let's buzz next week or a week after or some other time. Love you. Happy Easter to all that celebrate. Hey.
Good massage.
Yeah, buddy.
Do your job. All right. Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, Your Honor.
Your kids are ordered. Your family's ordered.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
up. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team
in the league.
Hey.
Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.